Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. It might seem like geologists are just studying a bunch of old rocks, sometimes really old rocks. But the reality is that earth science researchers look back at the geologic record of our planet to understand how we got here and what we can expect next for Earth and the life that lives here, humans included. In a study published in the journal Geoscience Frontiers in November of 2021, researchers from New York and California helped pinpoint an important fact about our planet that has huge implications for us. Our Earth has a pulse, or regular peaks of geologic activity. They identified the pulse in part by looking at mass extinctions, something we obviously want to know about since this is the only planet our species currently calls home. The results of this study are actually not new. They're just a more specific measurement that tries to answer a question researchers have been asking for nearly a century. A past research suggested that each of Earth's pulses was between 26.4 and 30 million years apart. This study narrows that down further. In this new study, the researchers used the latest technology to analyze 89 geologic events in the past 260 million years of Earth's history, employing a statistical technique called Fourier analysis to determine whether there was any pattern in the frequency and consistency of the data. When all the numbers were crunched, it turns out there is a pattern, and it falls exactly within the range proposed by previous researchers. Across these 89 events, which the authors wrote included marine and non-marine extinctions, ocean anoxic events, sea level oscillations, continental flood basalt eruptions, and pulses of intraplate magmatism, they found 10 clusters of data points. These geological events occurred roughly every 27.5 million years. While it's certainly fascinating to have more evidence that there's a consistent rhythm to cycles of activity and life on Earth, the researchers in this study aren't much closer to understanding why Earth has a pulse. The authors do propose some ideas, though. One suggests that internal forces within and on the planet Earth, including magma activity, tectonic activity, and climate change, may explain the cyclical pattern. Other ideas point to consistent changes in our planet's orbital cycles, and the fact that our solar system also has a cyclical movement within the Milky Way galaxy roughly every 30 million years. And yet another theory suggests that it may have to do with dark matter in the universe. Several researchers have proposed that increased dark matter may account for increased astronomical activity, like meteors and asteroids, as well as volcanic activity on Earth. These can lead to mass extinction events like those measured in the study, though scientists still have a lot to learn about dark matter before they can begin to determine if this is a viable cause for the pulse on our planet. No matter the cause, this study suggests that the data is conclusive. Every 27.5 million years, we can expect an uptick in geologic activity, which often results in mass extinction. Don't worry, though, because 27.5 million years is a very long time for humankind. On the scale of planetary history, this time frame is brief, but our species is believed to be only about 200,000 years old. That's less than 1% of the time between pulses. And we are between pulses right now. The study suggests that the next pulse will be roughly 20 million years in the future. For context, while dinosaurs went extinct roughly 65 million years ago, commonly recognized modern animals like bears, crows, and whales were only just emerging on the evolutionary timeline 20 million years ago. Today's episode is based on the article, "Turns Out Earth's Pulse Beats Every 27.5 Million Years, But Why?" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Valerie Stymack. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.